Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on legal needs like wills for $69, LLCs for $99 plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Visit LegalZoom.com by clicking the banner on our website. That's MikeO'MaraShow.com, and click the LegalZoom banner.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love a parade.
You don't like parades?
No, I don't. It is a mailbag Monday. We normally do this on Thursday, but I wanted to share some mail. It is fun, Rob.
I know.
We got a little behind on our mail, and I wanted to share some stuff with you. You've got something over there, right,
I do. So this is what's beautiful about our listeners.
Yes.
They will take a bit that we love or a character that we love, and they will send us T-shirts from them. So we've got a Breaking Bad T-shirt that's got Jesse Pinkman's face on it.
We all got one, except for Pony. That.
And it says, yeah, bitch.
Yo, bitch.
And thank you to Kevin from Kennebunk for sending them over.
Yeah. I like Oscar's impression of Jesse Pinkman. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Now, we also received from the U.S. Air Force, Major Mickey Jordan sent along two coins for me. And
oh, one of them is not round.
No, they're not always. This is a dog tag.
Must oh, that's foreign. Cool.
So thank you to Major Mickey Jordan.
You've got to be close to filling up your second rack.
Yes, it's the coins are fantastic. Thank you so much.
Going to have a coin room.
For sending all the coins to me. I appreciate
coin
that.
Man.
I haven't seen anyone get that excited about coins since we worked with Alan Linewand.
Very now, Rob, also I got a lovely gift for the baby.
Oh, good.
Which is some sort of table, bounce around, stand up, chair, mover, whatever. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
It's called Little Mr. Fracture-A-Lot.
Do we have it in
no,
here?
The bag is here, but I think Carla spirited the gift away.
Can you read that? I don't know where that is on the Amazon gift card. And he got it through Amazon, through the Mike O'Mara Show, which I think is
it's
very,
the
very
Kidco
nice.
GoPod portable activity seat. And do you know what color it is?
What color is it?
Pistachio.
Pistachio!
And the note reads, Dear Casey. No, it says,
and that's like RJ Diaz, who came over the other night
right.
and brought a gift for the... Oh, that's right, he didn't.
He brought you the gift of punctuality.
Yes, he was an hour and a half late.
A gift note from Brian McCandless. Mike, I don't have any Rugrats myself, but a friend with kids said this thing is a lifesaver. I hope the king, and he capitalized the king. The way you should.
Thank
I hope
you.
The king finds it to his liking. See you November 9th. Brian McCandless, P.S. ordered through the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page.
So thank you. You know, if you want to send anything to the show, we're not shilling for gifts here, but if you want to send, where's my address sheet?
You mean the one that says P.O. Box 3?
P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia.
20108.
20108. Thank you very much, Rob.
Speak of Chicago, 60609.
We really, really appreciate the correspondence. And the last letter we just had, the whole purpose of this opening segment is to really share this particular letter that comes to us on October 6th. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Matt, can't wait to see all of you again. At OmeraCon 2013. After experiencing the show at Circus last year, it actually may end up costing less to fly there than Reno.
Well,
and I get to join the other P1s at Jimmy's. Site of the taping for the regulars. He's getting it all in there, isn't he?
How much should we pay him to write this?
As a regular at Amazon through TMOS's website, including buying water filters at a huge discount for my fridge, I can't believe more folks don't take advantage of saving money and supporting the show at the same time, especially when purchasing the Graco pack in the Graco play-in pack for special friends. I'm not sure. The Play Yard. I think he bought that for me also.
Okay, very good.
I think. I'm sorry. I'll get
making
to the
it all
point.
About him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now
don't hate the Play Yard. Hate the
now
game.
That the shameless plug is over, what this guy's doing is basically giving us an Amazon plug. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Now that the shameless plug is over, I'm one of those guys whom you have helped get through tough times over and over. I shared most of those with you since I had purchased the backstage pass at Reno by whatever crazy name Rob had for it. I don't remember either.
I think it was the Diamond Jubilee package.
The Diamond Jubilee.
And you know what? Stay tuned. Who knows when we might drop another one.
Yay! Is that coming up soon?
We'd almost have to.
Okay,
we need
you.
To discuss this.
But recently, it happened again. I was at a local hospital for a planned surgery on my adult son, who my wife and I provided caregiving for since his accident in 1988. End of the story is he is better than ever, but his prognosis for 24 hours was 50-50, that his heart wouldn't sustain him through the week. I got that news and had to explain it to my wife when I got home that night. Wow, how tough could that have been?
Amazing.
As we were taking shifts both apart and together. On the way home, I knew I had to be strong for her. So many times, a smile and a laugh from you have sustained me. So I pulled out my iPod with your podcast. You reminded me that I could still laugh, and despite everything that goes on around us, life eventually goes on, and we just do our best. These are the kind of letters we get really makes it worth getting
so
up
great.
In the morning. It really is terrific, and thank you for that. My wife and I faced the reality at that point that we might lose our son soon, but we were at least able to be more hopeful than I was 30 minutes previous in the ICU. So listening to the show distracted him, and that's what we are, a diversion.
The best.
We're a wonderful diversion. That should be in the PR material. What a wonderful diversion the Mike O'Mara Show is.
Is that really the high praise we want to sort of spread?
Clown shoes.
What a great distraction we are.
Fortunately, the prognosis improved as I continued to download and listen to your podcast in his room. I kept smiling and hoping in the subsequent days there were more times we laughed at the stupid gowns we had to wear in ICU. And knowing laughter is the best medicine, so I wore my TMOS Reno t-shirts every day at the hospital. Thanks, Rob.
That's
so
cool.
He mentions he likes you, Rob. He's a Rob Mike.
What's
guy.
Not to like?
He came...
Nah.
Okay. This is a nice letter. Don't be smug. Anyway, he came home with us after 8 days in the hospital, of which 6 days were in ICU. He is significantly better than he was before the incident. So thank you. I plan to bring something special for each of you to OmeriCon 2013. But Mike, I wanted to send you the enclosed in advance. It may not strictly qualify as a military coin. Those are the coins that
okay.
I got from the other fellow. But I hope it will find a place in your collection. You have been such an amazing advocate for U.S. vets. I wanted to pass this on to you. These coins are no longer being minted. I received it because I served at Hiring Our Heroes in our town, an event that is being repeated across the country to highlight the importance and effectiveness of hiring veterans. You deserve more than anyone because of your advocacy of our vets. I don't, but thank you. Thanks, you guys, for more than just a laugh each day. Thanks for making life a little easier for so many of us in so many ways, and that comes from our good friend in Spokane, Dirk Vastrick.
Oh, that's from
thank
Dirk.
Thank you, Dirk.
He's
Dirk
an amazingly plugged-in guy. He loves our show. He is always promoting our show. Dirk, I can't wait
appreciate
to see
that,
you
man.
Again. That is
right.
So nice.
Thank you.
And then the last letter we have here is, please give Pony Boy a day off.
What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
KC's Top 40.
We're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide over 20 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in
Hi,
Washington,
Kelly.
D.C. Hi, Kelly. And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Our show today is brought to you by ACLens.com, your full-service direct delivery contact lens supply company, which Rob Spiewak tells me personally is the finest business on the planet.
This will shock you, but Carrie went to the amusement park this weekend. I stayed home, but she wanted to wear sunglasses.
Isn't King's Dominion, isn't it now the fall?
One more week.
Don't they close in the wintertime?
They said they're going to close when Carrie stops coming.
Doesn't she get bored going
to King's?
She and Julia went.
We'll get to that later.
We're talking about contact lenses.
Anyway, she wanted to wear sunglasses because it was brilliantly sunny yesterday, so she needed contacts. And where did she go? She goes to AC Lens to buy her contacts. All you got to do, put in your prescription. They'll mail them to you in 3 days, cheaper than the doctor sells them. It's so easy.
They have an easy-to-use website, great prices, amazing customer service. AC Lens is your one-stop shop for all your optical needs. And we talked about Rob's wife when she's going on roller coasters. I mean, really.
You don't want to lose your glasses on a roller coaster. Wear contact lenses.
Absolutely. They sell every contact lens available in the U.S., and they have a 365-day guarantee at aclens.com. You can get any style you can afford and quality you can see. You can order online, or you can call them at 888-248-LENS. Order yours today. Go to aclens.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code. This is a special one. It's not our normal code. They added on to it, TMOS20.
Like 2020 vision, right?
No, like 20% off.
Oh, that's how they do it.
All orders, free returns on everything. That promo code again is TMOS20. Did we record the disclaimer?
Do you want the recorded disclaimer?
Yes, I'm tired of reading the disclaimer.
Offers may not be combined with any other coupon sales or special offers at AC Lens. Offer not valid on Ray-Ban, Polo, Ralph Lauren, DKNY, Smith, SunCloud, Superdry, Oakley brand products.
That's your disclaimer, Mike.
Done and done.
Start getting 20% off today at aclens.com, and we thank you in advance for that. Well, a very frustrating show for me to do today because, really, I would love to come in here. I am chomping at the bit.
You check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You guys know that the way this show works is it is our lives, and especially when we all get together and we do different things, if we have something happen where we're all together and it's a little bad,
Or multiple things happen.
We have to talk about it.
And you know that
I can't talk about it because it's a story. This is not a shill. This is not a naked plug.
No, it's not.
Mike would tell you unless we reminded him a million times on Saturday and
don't talk
Sunday
about this
and
on
today.
Monday.
You know, we can't talk about
something happened over the weekend to all of us, more specifically to me, and I can't tell you the story. God damn it, I can't tell
you
the story until the live show.
It can often be tedious to spend 79 minutes with you gentlemen.
Yes.
But when it's 6 hours together,
yes,
then the tedium is really, really amplified.
We love hanging out, and we don't do it that often, and it was a very positive experience. It was a great day.
Parts of it were better than others.
But then it took a turn.
Highs and lows.
It took a little bit of a turn.
Yes, and you know what? For you, I think, Mike, it was more emotional than for anyone else.
Let me just say this to... to my cohorts. I really have to share this with you boys.
Okay.
Really, that's not me. The man you heard in that car was really not me.
I agree.
I think it was you. At the core, it was you.
You think it was me?
I don't think
it was the real me coming out?
Because you had nothing to lose at that point.
I think it was
you,
more...
Oscar.
I felt you were doing a character. You were like, you know, for example, Betty White.
I did a character called... Victim Man.
That's right. Betty White.
Victim Man.
When you see Betty White on The Golden Girls, she's not really that stupid.
Right.
Right. And when you see Archie Bunker, Carol O'Connor wasn't really like that. So I have to imagine you're not really like that. Not in real life.
What do you think, Oscar? This isn't doing any good.
I completely disagree with
you. This is not doing any good for our listeners because we're dancing around it. Let me just say that...
One hell of a story, though.
It is a great story. We can probably talk about it after the live show on this show, but we're not recording the live show. There's just no way that this sounds good. This is just first of all, I've got allergies out of my ass, and I can hardly talk today. But I will tell you that I don't like to do this, but I had to share with you that if I could, if this was not a story for the live show on stage at the State Theater on November 9th, I would...
Are tickets still available?
Stop. See, that's what people are going to think. No, the fact is, what we were doing...
They're not, Rob.
Let me explain this to our listeners. It's going to frustrate you because there are a lot of people, especially on the West Coast, that aren't going to be able to make it to the State Theater.
Right.
I will tell you that what we were doing was something for the live show.
Yeah, and something
that
was specifically designed for the live show.
And something we've never done before.
And that's why we were together, and then something really horrible happened.
Really, really bad happened.
To me.
A quick side
that I'm still... affected by.
But we should also note this, that if something, and for those of you with an earshot of my voice, know this, that if you're ever with Mike O'Mara and something really bad happens to Mike O'Mara, something really bad happens to you too.
That's right. Isn't it like someone next to you being sucked into a tornado? You're going to go with them.
Yes.
I thought after the initial, say, half hour, I was doing my very best to be positive.
Yeah.
I was trying to be as positive as I possibly
could.
Somebody
call it that.
But I
delivered furniture for years.
Yes.
And I never did as much heavy lifting as I did trying to cheer you up that hour.
Well, yeah. And I got by it. And then it came back. And do you know when it came back?
When we parted?
Let me just say, the way back home when I think I put all of your lives in jeopardy, and we can talk about that. My driving at the end of that that trip, I fully, look at Pony in the back.
Oh, you know what? Pony,
I fully accept responsibility for my irresponsibility, and I will tell you that I thought about that on my drive home. I said to myself, you know what? That probably was putting everyone's life in jeopardy, and I'm sorry for
that. Two things, and I accept your apology.
Because
we all cheated death.
I could not stand Saturday DC driving.
Two things.
It's ridiculous. We can talk about that.
When we talk about a great story, Oscar, great story has elements. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end, but what
usually
makes it,
a plot twist.
Yeah,
right?
Makes it great is okay. The plot twist.
And we can't talk about the beginning or the middle.
No.
But I can say at the end it was my driving, and we can talk about that.
Anyone been to Disney World?
Yes.
Yes. Mike's driving is like the ride test track. I don't know if you've ever been on that in the Epcot Center, the experimental city of tomorrow. But it really was. And, you know, sometimes where there's no roads, magically there'd be a road. Sometimes where there's a grassy hill, you'd be on the grassy hill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know how you guys did after we parted company on Saturday
I wept for days.
Soiled myself.
My, as bad as it was.
Completely evacuated.
All orifice.
Yeah. Okay. That swayed, let me tell you.
Clean. You have to know this is the truth. I swear to God, this is the truth. In my mind, I was saying to myself, you know, really, I put other people's lives in jeopardy. I was so frustrated with, we had a day.
Yes.
It was a long day. And then at the end of the long day, I said to myself, I really just want to get this over with. And we had men in the car, Pony and Oscar,
right,
who had events to attend.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, you and me, the suburban boys, we had
nothing.
We had nothing going on.
Well, I had my children home. I wanted to get to them ultimately.
Well, you were doing a babysitter pickup? Because you,
I had to pick
incidentally,
up.
Is he the great communicator?
Oh, he's the best.
How many phone conversations did he have in the last hour?
Too many.
Rob started preparing.
Well, what I was doing.
You prepare your life. You
I was saying goodbye. Because I didn't know what was ahead of us. You see, here's the thing, is that December 7th, December
goodbye like death.
Yes, I mean, oh, okay. I'd started it when we drove through some of those neighborhoods earlier in the mm-hmm. day. I had sent text saying, "If I don't see you again, I've loved you always."
So you got closer to telling the big secret than I did. Just
not a word.
You
not
made
a, word.
You made a reference to a neighborhood.
No, but not the
yeah,
neighborhood you
baby,
think.
A
not
neighborhood.
The neighborhood you think. What I felt was this: is that on December 7th we'll mark 4 years together, and that'll be essentially a little more.
Woo! Nothing.
If you count our initial meetings,
right.
Oscar's worked with you for a little more than 4 years.
Right.
I've worked with you for over 20 years.
Ah, look at that. Yeah. Oh, nothing.
Pony, how long have you worked with Mike?
I'd say 3 months.
And that's why Pony,
that's
why Pony was essentially writing out his will in the back seat when you were driving us.
I used legal.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because you know, you've been in the car with me. Like
yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar hasn't, and Pony hasn't.
You know what?
Somehow, when I've done what I did,
it's scarier.
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of the fact that
I've driven with you.
That I almost killed my friends.
I've driven with you, and I've driven behind you. Somehow, it's scarier to watch you drive like that, and I've seen that.
But you could have been a stunt driver. I'll tell
hold
you.
Hold on,
much.
Though. Hold on. It has to
it's
be
It's time for
out.
The Mike O'Mara Automobile Stunt Show.
It has to be pointed out, and really, this is from the bottom of my heart. I had nothing on the agenda. I could have lollygagged my way home. I felt the urgency from you, Oscar, mm-hmm. and from Pony, who had, a bachelor party or something, Pony, to
that's
go
right.
to?
That's right.
At the bowling alley?
Yeah. But he can't bowl because he cut his
thumb. That's
where
all of mine have been.
Yeah.
We made you drive like an a-hole.
That's where all of my parties have been. At the bowling alley.
Hey, can we make a list of the things that Mike hated during that last portion of the trip?
Oh, my
I know
God.
He hated 495, 395, 295.
Right.
He hated the District of Columbia, called it a banana republic,
yeah.
said it was poorly run. You hated the U.S. Capitol, but you said it was beautiful.
Yes.
You hated fencing. You yeah. hated detours. You hated Waze. You hated Google Maps.
I hated Waze?
Waze, that's the map that was telling us how to get to 295.
I didn't say anything about Waze.
You said, yeah. Oscar, your
it's
app
a wonderful,
sucks.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not my app.
Man, you have
you
ways
realize,
for old people.
Yeah, ways
you know
for
what
old
I'm starting
people.
To realize?
Oh, you hate your car.
Yes.
You hate your car.
Stand by that. Stand by that.
You loved the deli.
When you
you loved the deli.
With the
you
deli?
Turned as soon as we were just driving back and
like the deli right near where we got the drop off point that I was going to go to.
Yeah, you were
the bakery.
You were excited for that.
Yes. Would you like to know what I ate?
Yeah,
one cookie.
Oh, look at you! Very good.
F you, Oscar.
Nice job.
F you.
One, and was it the big cookie that they write happy birthday on?
No, Pony. Pony recommended a cookie at this deli,
yes.
And so I got a half a dozen cookies, and I ate one. And
nice going, Rockefeller.
And incidentally, Pony, Rob, you can relate to this. So yeah. Pony recommends the chocolate chip cookies. You said something like they're the best, they're the greatest,
over the top, yeah,
like the best,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, I just want to say now I know why you're skinny.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Nothing to it.
Yeah, you get those like in a cafeteria.
Well, what if you had...
And incidentally, when I went to that deli, and we can talk about that because it won't be on the live show.
Yeah.
When I went to that deli, it was a minute before 5 p.m.
Closing time.
And they were closing at 5.
I saw your car as I drove by, and all I pictured in my head was cookies and like the Cookie Monster going. I thought you were going to binge. You had such a horrible day.
I had pictured Mike caught in the fudge intake pipe like Augustus Gloop. You would cost Vonka a fortune in fudge.
But see, a fat guy, I will.
I'm shocked you went with the cookies because they have magnificent pastry.
They had everything there. I bought something for my beloved that I brought home.
And how did
you'll
that
know
go?
This. You'll know what this is. This is a standard. I can say it's a German deli.
Sure. That's it Schwarzwald Kirschtorte? That means Black Forest cherry cake.
It's Linder Torte.
I'll get the proper stuff.
A Linder Torte.
It's a classic German dessert.
It's like a spicy cake pie. Mm-hmm.
Spicy cake pie.
With raspberry jam in the middle of it. And I brought that
Carla
home
really
to my,
loves it.
Carla ate half of the whole thing when we got home.
What about the other half?
The other half might still be sitting
there. Oh, really?
Linsertort.
It might actually be in the kitchen
nice.
Right now.
I know. The Linsertort is an Austrian tort with a lattice top on the top of the
plate. They had like 30 of them out on a table, and I'm like, yeah, that looks good. That's
it is named after the city of Linz in Austria.
Right. She appreciated that, I'm sure.
Well, she did. She was actually mad at me because she loved it so much.
Oh.
So that speaks to the theory of this place being good. But the reason I got the chocolate chip cookies is Pony said to me, he said, these are incredible cookies, like the great. You said something that.
He sold them.
He said they're the best he's ever had.
The best you've ever had. Did you say that?
I did. You must not have gone when Wolfgang was there.
Now, without giving too much detail,
Wolfgang,
can I mention something about the lunch we had? Because halfway through our project, we stopped for lunch.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm not going to say what everyone ordered, but I will say...
We so want to tell the whole story. But
all of our meals came on full-size grown-up plates.
Yes.
Okay? Pony ordered... A crab cake.
He
said, would you like the platter? Would you like a crab cake sandwich? He says, no, a crab cake. They brought him the crab cake.
On a saucer.
Yeah.
The
same plate that you would get cottage cheese in as a side.
A
small bowl, not even a finger bowl, on a saucer. And they brought him one crab cake. And you would have thought you handed him a golden key.
I have an observation because did you guys see what happened? When the waiter came over with Oscar's plate of the crab cake sandwich with all the accompanying
garnish.
Food,
yes,
Pony initially claimed that as his own.
Was it him just not saying
that's
it wasn't his?
Happened.
No, no. You claimed it. You thought maybe
you
that was yours.
That was his.
Did you, when you ordered that crab cake,
wait a second.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony?
And he's coming up later in the show.
My pony boy.
He is coming up later in the show. I will deal with him later. When you claimed that was yours, Pony, did you think... When you ordered a crab cake, that it was going to come out like with the sandwich and all that good stuff, or take me through the mind of Pony.
Yeah, what did you think was coming?
Well, what I thought was coming was a crab cake because he came over and he said, "Okay, what do you want? Do you want just the crab cake? Or do you want the sandwich?"
But did you think it was going to be so lonely on your plate?
It really was.
It was
sad.
It was such a terrible thing to do to a great food product.
Yeah, it was. No garnish, nothing.
A beautiful crab cake from Maryland and,
or Virginia, wherever we went.
And it's sitting. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Rob. It's sitting on a saucer and it just looked horrible.
Alone.
And he claimed it. Do you order like that? Is that why you weigh 115 pounds?
That's probably something to do with it.
Have you ever gone to a restaurant and ordered a string bean?
Right.
Singular. I mean, do you order in small portions all the time?
I picture the guys in the kitchen that are back there going, okay, we got some soup and basically a slice of bread for the guy at table A. We've got a crab cake sandwich for the guy at table B. Incidentally, the guy that looks like he just got out of a gulag... bring him a crab cake on a saucer, yeah, and you ate it for like 45 minutes.
That
it
drove
me
crazy, too.
Ridiculous.
That delicious. I couldn't believe.
Well, each bite burns delicious. Calories, so he breaks them up.
Yeah, he broke even. You could have reassembled the crab in less time.
Right. And then the guy, and then Oscar, like the doing his impression of the trainer from The Biggest Loser, you know, takes everything off of his crab cake.
Oh, too many carbs.
And meanwhile, I'm eating a cream-based soup.
Well, you know,
and this is how
you
I
really
eat.
Should say what you had for appetizer and meal.
I had a
first
cup.
You ordered a cup.
That sounded like Albert Brooks.
Listen carefully.
I'll have.
This is so delicious. Is there a chance I could get two?
I had never seen this happen. Mike got a cup of crab soup as an appetizer.
I've never done it in my life.
I've never seen this. And he said, this is so good for my entree. I want a bowl of the same soup.
Hit me again. Hit me
Do it again.
Hit me again.
Keep filling my soup bowl until someone passes out.
So meanwhile, Pony Boy is climbing the Everest that is his crab cake. And I'm like this with the soup. I'm going like literally.
Like it was a milkshake.
It was amazing.
Yeah, but
Oscar had a cup of the same stuff.
But Pony's whole meal was the size of 3 50-cent pieces stacked up.
Right,
it was nothing.
Incidentally, when Pony gets his crab cake, I believe he brought his silverware out. And, you know, he began to carve on this thing. It's like it's a steak of some kind. Meanwhile, to me, that would be thumb and forefinger into
Boom.
The mouth,
yeah.
Swallow.
Exactly.
That's what do you eat like that normally? That's the question I have for you.
Like I said, I wasn't really hungry that day, but yeah, generally.
Okay,
yeah,
let me
what
stop
did
there.
You eat?
Let me stop,
famine
there.
Day.
At that point, the point where we had lunch, we had all been together roughly 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah, and
correct?
It was, and we were doing a lot of stuff. Even if you had had 10 power bars, and I saw you eating
10
like some
power bars.
I went to 7-Eleven and I bought 10.
I would like 10. So you mean you have to go to another store.
So you called me and you said, okay, I know where we're going to meet. I'm going to go to 7-Eleven. And then I saw you pull in and park, and then like a squirrel, you began to eat a power bar and drink mm-hmm. some sort of coffee beverage. What did you pound before the day began that would satiate you for 4 hours?
It was a pork tenderloin.
What?
Wait, you ate...
I made honey mustard pork tenderloin the night before.
So you ate it for breakfast?
That's right.
Well, that's a bachelor thing. That's what a bachelor would do. Did you do it yourself?
Well, yeah.
Just for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
For it one. Is, isn't it?
Pork tenderloin for one.
He's taking me out of my
You
head.
Have no idea.
Mike, where confused. The hell's the sad music? I'm looking all over the... My God, I can't find... There it is. You made a pork tenderloin.
Pardon me, Mr. Butcher. Do you have a 5-ounce... pork tenderloin, and I'll need a tablespoon of mustard.
Oh, my God. So that's a...
4 ounces of wine.
That's like a marinating product.
I mean, he did work.
You really did that?
Yeah.
And then how did you have anything with it?
Asparagus.
How many spears?
Three.
What I used to say all the time in prison, yeah. Just the tip.
That's right. Do you know, tonight...
Just the tip, please.
Tonight, he can't have any company over because Pony's already planned his dinner. He's making beef Wellington for one.
Oh my God. So you had pork tenderloin. You chowed down on that. Did you have a little hangover? Is that why you were eating that kind of bad food in the morning?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay. Is there...
He seemed vibrant and alert.
Here's the...
Well, I was good by then.
Here's the most important question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an entire weekend. Is there any pork tenderloin left in your domicile, Pony?
Maybe.
Wow. Maybe you could bring some in.
So you'll eat it all week long?
Yeah, maybe. For lunch.
How much? See, we can't
he's
say
like,
ounces.
You know what? It's like he's in the Crusades. He's running around and traveling the countryside trying to convert people to Christianity
It'll go
and eating one piece of meat. Yeah.
What is this, Pony? This is my beef pork tenderloin jerky that I've got with that. So now I know why he's skinny. Carl and I had this discussion last week. I actually brought up Pony Boy. And this
I
is
think
the
he's got a coke problem.
In the bedroom?
No, I said to Pony, I invoked the name. Carl and I were discussing.
Yes.
Weight.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. And I think the comment was, hey, I'm not Daryl Nichols. I'm not Ponyboy. Those guys eat whatever they
want. You're right.
And they never gain weight. Well, it's not really true. The reason he's thin is he eats like a
small portions,
like a cardinal.
Yes.
Out on the lawn.
And you know what?
That's the way he eats. He does
actually
eat like a bird.
During our day on Saturday, topic we came up with is that no matter, even when we are at our skinniest and and that's a relative word.
Right.
But when we're doing it, we're always miserable and we're always thinking about when we can break our diet.
100%.
We've never found the cycle where we're happy.
Even Oscar will order like real food.
Yes.
And he'll kind of like manage his plate.
Work
and it's
it.
Obvious that you're trying to do the old CrossFit, keep it tight.
Keep it
thing.
Tight, sure.
But you are somebody that probably,
failing.
If you fell off the wagon, you'd dive in. Pony is 112 pounds because he eats weird.
Yeah.
He eats weird.
This is a statistic that I love to share.
Right.
Matthew Bloom, my height, half my weight.
And it's God's truth. Well, this we should really rename this show, the Pony Boy Show. We will be talking about a letter that I got from some of Pony's friends when we come back.
Good.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Queen's University of Charlotte. The only Master of Science in Executive Coaching in the country is offered at Queen's University of Charlotte. If you're interested in the fields of coaching or leadership development, this is the perfect degree for you. DC native Henry Lescalt, a really good guy.
I love him.
He says, quote, "The faculty's academic and practical expertise make Queen's the best place to receive a holistic coaching education. The program is designed for working professionals living anywhere." This is really how you want to get up. You want to make it through the job you have, and you want to move up in the food chain.
You
want
to advance?
That's how people do it.
And this is doing it. This is the way you do it now. This is taking your career to the next level in the new way.
Totally designed for working professionals living anywhere, students come to campus for a 3 to 4 day residency twice a semester, then complete the rest of their coursework remotely and start getting the benefits of having that kind of degree. Check out a Master of Science in Executive Coaching at queens.edu/msec. Now, the disclaimer for this particular commercial should be,
Oscar, Rob, and Mike not qualified for this particular program.
No. We coach each other.
We could do it.
Yeah, we could do this. You could actually, you could do anybody.
Undergrad degrees.
Anybody could do this, and right. I like that it's an online program. So thank you to Queen's University of Charlotte, and we are delighted to have them on the Mike O'Mara Show. Getting back to our man, Pony Boy, who seems to be the centerpiece of the show.
Call today's show Pony-centric.
It's Pony-centric today. This is a letter that Pony
was delivered to you
sheepishly handed me on Friday, and I realized at that moment that I would have to carry it over to the show today. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, hello. Can I mention names, Pony?
Sure.
Okay, my name is Mike Hansen. You know Mike Hansen. How are you?
Oh, yeah, isn't he on
Dateline
NBC, right?
To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, let's go to
caught Pony taking the cookies, I think.
Mike Hansen is standing by at National Airport. Mike, how is it out there? Well, it's terrible. Anyway. My name is Mike Hansen, and it's an honor to communicate with you, even via this impersonal medium.
Hold on. Is the letter handwritten?
No, it's typed.
Is it typed? Let me see the font you use.
It's word processed.
Yeah, you know what? Bigger font next time.
So anyway, that's a very nice opening statement. Seems like a very intelligent guy.
Seems to me like he wants something.
My lovely wife-to-be, Heather Posey. I don't know why I had to read that as Scott Shannon.
I love it.
He probably loved it.
My lovely wife-to-be, Heather Posey, and I would just like to tell you a couple of things about our upcoming wedding. So this is just, Pony hands this to me.
Yeah, this is interesting.
I thought he just picked it up on the porch. I had no idea it had anything. At this stage, I have no idea that it had anything to do with him.
And really, as a sidelight, is there anything more joyous than a wedding?
Nothing at all.
You see?
The letter goes on.
You see?
Nah. It's unofficially TMOS themed.
Hey. Oh.
Now I'm excited. Now I'm thinking we've got a P1 here. This is going to be, I'm going to mine for gold.
Before you know it, we're going to have our own aisle at Party City.
Very excited. We asked Rob for song recommendations for our wedding. Okay, that's TMOS.
Right.
Rob puts all the music together for the show. He generously responded, and now we have an amazing song list. We have done everything in our power to support the show every step of the way. So I'm really loving this letter. I'm saying this is great. Somebody must have dropped it off.
Matthew, didn't I get drunk and actually mix music for them?
I believe you did. It was pretty good.
Wow.
He says, we have done everything in the power to support the show every step of the way. We bought our various cards through Vistaprint using the TMOS code. This is
ding, ding.
This is why this show is still on the air. Because
of Heather Posey.
They're so passionate, and that's what our listeners do, and we are so grateful for it. And I love this kind of letter. He goes on to say, and we absolutely love our cards from Vistaprint. We had Ponyboy reprogram our Amazon.com wedding registry. Now, that is the first sign of Ponyboy.
So,
I'm beginning to say, well, why was... So that means he was in your home? I'm starting to get curious.
This is brilliant, though. Sidebar.
Yes.
That he had them use their registry link had our code inside of it. So anytime someone bought them something for their wedding,
we got
credit as well.
I wish we could do that for everybody's wedding.
Pretty amazing.
Like even people that don't listen to the show.
Email Ponyboy.
Hacker. Anyway.
MichaelMaraShow.com.
So we had Ponyboy reprogram our Amazon.com wedding registry link so that the show gets credit whenever someone buys us a wedding present. Carl and I had the same thing, but we didn't do it that way. We had people go to MichaelMaraShow.com, and if they chose to do it, they did it that way.
Awesome.
I should have done it the way Pony suggested.
Brilliant.
And not the wedding. We did it for our baby shower. We bought the wine for our head table at Oakton Wine Shop. So I'm digging this.
Look at this.
I don't even pay attention to the fact that Pony was mentioned earlier. I'm just cruising through in the land
of ego.
I'm swimming in Lake Mee here. Even though they're not technically a sponsor, we're having a rehearsal dinner at the Peking Gourmet Inn.
Wow. You know what? That's where I had mine.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The rehearsal dinner.
It was fantastic.
Based on the show's rave reviews. So this is really, I'm totally digging this.
That's awesome.
Then it gets into the important part here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is the way it goes. As a favor.
Oh, boy.
We'd like to borrow Matt Bloom for an evening to attend our wedding. So right away, I know that this entire J.O. session has been setting me up for this favor. You see. The second time the guy wrote you see.
Well, he's probably drinking.
You see. He's our neighbor. And over the last year, he has become a valued friend. Well, I'm happy because I didn't think Pony had friends.
That's true.
So I'm happy about that. That being said, we really hope there won't be any technical issues on the evening of October 25th. Now, here's where I'm confused because I'm saying, okay, it's the evening. You go to an evening wedding.
It's a Saturday.
It's
isn't
like,
the 25th a Saturday?
Right.
Confirm here.
So I'm totally, confused. I'm like, well, yeah, of course, I don't have to give anybody permission to go to
a wedding. Yeah, that's their weekend. It's a Friday.
So not like that guy with the four girls and is locked in his house.
Exactly.
Pony can come and go as he pleases.
That being said, we really hope there won't be any technical issues on the evening of October 25th. And I'm like, well, how would they be? I mean, Pony does his stuff.
We don't do a night show.
I don't keep him locked in my basement here all day long. So I was confused.
No, to be fair, and I don't know what's coming up in the letter, but to be fair to Pony, I will call him night and day.
Okay.
Like I drill on his name on my phone all the time.
So maybe this letter should have been sent to you.
Maybe.
But it says, the evening of October 25th, as we will be having an open bar and he won't be in any shape to operate a computer.
True.
Now, does that mean, is October 25th a Saturday?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yes.
So even if he's not in any shape the day after, it still does not affect the show.
True.
No, but the wedding is on Friday afternoon.
So now I get it. Are you asking for the day off on Friday?
They were asking.
The entire day?
You know what we could do? We could probably roll early that Friday.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
That way Pony could do both, because Pony loves the show. He'd hate to miss it.
So, anyway,
could you come to the show that day dressed like you're going to be dressed at the wedding?
Let me give you the last paragraph. Mike Hansen writes, thank you for your wonderful show. Thank you for hiring an amazing guy like Matt.
Yeah, he really is. And we miraculous.
And we look forward to listening to the bonus shows during the flights to and back from our honeymoon. We're eagerly anticipating Omericon 2013. Luckily, it takes place the weekend after we return. We were really worried that we'd have to miss the show. Gratefully, the future, Mr. and Mrs. Hansen, and then they both signed the
letter. That's not like a lawyer did it.
They both signed the letter.
You know what they didn't mention in the letter is where they're honeymooning, which is at Matt's mom's house.
The P.S. is, apologies if this isn't 100% grammatically correct. I'm majoring in biology, not English.
Grammar's not the issue.
So at the end of the letter, I read it, even though I don't process the dates or the times, and I'm like, Pony, are these your friends trying to get you off of a day of work? Is that what this is about? And I get back to that question that I asked you on Friday when I said, don't answer. I'll save it for Monday's show. What the F is going on? What is going on? Tell them to get to the point.
In my defense, I didn't think you guys would see right through it.
So you were how could we not see through it?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Do you want Friday? Turk. Do you want Friday the 24th off from work?
That would be fantastic.
Sure it would. I'd like it too. Mike, how about you too? Would you like it?
The day off?
Yeah, but don't we have a show to do?
He's such a bastard. No. Here's the question. I'm asking, is it a destination wedding?
No, it's like right down the street from my house.
And it's in the evening.
No. The wedding is during the daytime. The reception's in the evening.
Oh, you know what? There's, he's playing fast and loose with details. Can we really get to the bottom of this in a second?
After we come back, I don't know what the F's going on. We'll take a break. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel this weekend, I'm not sure because I haven't communicated with Josh Murphy. Have you?
Yes.
How'd that go?
He said it's too early to tell. Not looking good.
Wow.
He said there's always tonight's game.
Do we have
anybody
going?
He's been saying that for 3 weeks.
All right. I didn't have time to go to the website, so I didn't look and see. I don't even know who my quarterback was. All I know is
you have to get involved, Dan.
I do.
No, what I know is
I was totally uninvolved. Yes. I removed myself from the process at FanDuel.com.
But you issued a decree.
Yes.
You were going to spend money on running backs this week.
Yeah, but then later on, I said to Josh Murphy, I said, go to FanDuel.com and use your best judgment. I'm taking myself out because when I got involved by getting Reggie Bush in my lineup, that was a disaster for me. And so you have a lot of guys in the NFL. This seems to be a week in the NFL where some of the secondary guys, like with the Redskins, Helu,
yes.
You know, that's a guy nobody
has. Helu!
Helu! Is it Roy Helu?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Roy Helu.
Helu!
Nice job.
This is like a guy that owns a deli. Could I get some bologna from Roy Helu?
Hey, this is the best roast beef I've ever had.
We're talking about FanDuel.com. 1 week fantasy football leagues for real money. Real money that I want Josh Murphy to put in my pocket. They have immediate weekly cash payouts. No waiting, no upfront fees, and no season-long commitments. Play 1 week or every week. It's up to you.
Hello.
FanDuel.
I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
FanDuel is paying out over $135 million this year, and here's what I want you to do. Yeah. If you go to FanDuel.com, I want to hear about your team. Because now, since Josh Murphy is being highly unsuccessful managing my FanDuel fantasy league,
yes.
I want to hear about your success stories.
By the way, Josh wants Friday the 25th off.
Go to FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use the code TMOS to sign up today. Here's the new user special. The first 200 listeners to sign up will have their deposit matched up to $200, but you have to enter my code TMOS when you join FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Use the code TMOS and sign up today. And Josh Murphy, I want a full report. Don't just send. Why is Oscar my filter?
You've allowed this to happen.
Why is Oscar my filter for everything?
Do you ask him?
What?
Do you ask Josh? You write Josh, say, hey, how do we do?
No.
I should text him. I do that for you. So that's why.
You don't need to.
Well, if I don't, then I don't have an answer for you when you said, how did we do?
It's just like the lady at the State Theater. You can send me the information. You don't need to be my filter.
He won't send it to you unless you request it. That's the bottom line.
Right. And he won't send it if it's bad. Do you have his smartphone number? Do you have Josh's number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure I do.
Then what we'll do is we'll double check after the show.
I've got it in my system.
And then what you can do is text him, and when he sees that Mike is texting him, he'll release. And then he'll call you. Or he'll text you. He'll text you.
So he texted you about your team or both?
No, he never texts me about my team. He never texts me, period. I text him
and tells you.
When I come in on Monday mornings, I know you're gonna want to report, so I text him.
What
and
if
then
you
he texts me.
What if I don't, you text him?
God forbid he texts me because he knows I'm going to ask him.
Do you enjoy being the conduit?
No.
You don't.
It's another job. Why would I want another job?
Because he loves it. He does love it. You know he does.
Then I'm going to take it over.
You should text Josh and ask how Oscar's doing.
I don't even ask him about my teammates.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah. I would love to get the information directly from Josh.
I would like 10 updates.
10 parakeets. That's my nose. That's terrible. That's my nose. Allergies.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So anyway, back to Pony. Pony, let me ask you that. So I get this letter
Oh, we get letters.
Their wedding is in the afternoon. Do you know what time they're getting married?
I believe it's 12:30-ish.
On Friday?
Correct.
Are you
Did they get together and decide they didn't want anyone to come?
Point of order.
Yes.
It is much more affordable to have a wedding at that time.
Exactly.
On a Friday or a weekday than it is on a weekend.
I hate that. I hate your
logic. And if you're just
I hate your logic because it removes the funny. I thought we might be going down the old lying road.
No.
I thought he might be lying to get the day off.
It's also really cheap to have your wedding at like noon on Christmas Day, but it's stupid.
Rob, how many people are going to be in attendance at this wedding?
You know where I'm having my wedding? I'm having my wedding at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day in a graveyard. You wouldn't believe the deal I got.
I don't get it, Pony. So they're really getting married at noon?
Yeah.
In a church?
Friday? I mean, I understand the whole deal with...
Hotel.
If you're paying for your own wedding.
No, but I also understand Friday night, even Thursday night. I understand. They're getting... Are they getting the room for free? And how many people are going to be coming to the noon Friday wedding?
I think it's somewhere around 80.
Wow, and all 80 of them, Mike.
I'm blown away.
Don't be blown away. These are the 80 people that every day turn on Channel 5 and watch commercials that say, have you been injured in an accident? These are the people that have optionally attendable jobs.
Where are the future Mr. and Mrs. Hansen? Where are they having this little shindig?
It's going to be at...
Is it at a hotel?
Yeah, it's the...
You don't need to
Holiday
Inn. You don't have to give a specific.
Yeah, it's at a hotel.
Okay,
nearby.
And I know it's very important. And if I
at
were to
noon,
have
on a Friday,
if I were to have a huge event in my life, I would be very, very, you know, it would be important for me and for Pony to be there. Right. Are you a member of the wedding party?
No.
So you're just a guest.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, how are you? Okay, we're here for the Hansen wedding. We're gonna get started. We'd like to get started, and we've got the groom is here and the bride. And have the guests arrived yet for the Friday noon wedding? We have only one guest that I can see. He's sitting in the eighth row.
Hello,
Matt. Matt Bloom.
Yeah.
Hi.
Matt, are the other guests here? Wait, hold on. Are they parking? Are they in the parking garage? What's going on? Oh, I guess it's the fact that we're having the wedding at noon on Friday.
Right.
No one seems to be here. Would anyone like to? Do you want to get the snacks for the... let's just go right to the reception.
Hooray.
All right. The DJ seems to have been predisposed. Something about the fact that he had another job that he had to work on Friday. So we'd like the guest singularly. Matt, you're going to have to hum to yourself. The good news is this is a catered wedding, and you got all the food. We have one crab cake.
Yes.
We have one crab cake for you. Thank you very much. Anyway, I am totally
Do you know what confused. I picture in this wedding? I picture it like the funeral in Eleanor Rigby.
Has this...
There's Father McKenzie wiping his dirt from his hands because no one was saved.
Has this honeybee hive that we all live in Washington, D.C., become so ridiculously overpriced and overpopulated that people are forced to have a wedding at noon on a Friday?
Yes, and let me tell you...
Why would you give him that out? Because a moment ago, he was saying it was money.
I still don't believe it.
Do you know that when...
No, I still think
exactly
he may be lying.
17 years ago, when I married Carrie, my wife, who I've taken into my home.
And you did the cheap thing where you had it at the Moose Lodge or whatever.
Yes,
I mean,
it was pennies. Pennies, Mike. I remember how miserable you were there.
Knights of Columbus Hall, right?
It was, but it's beautiful. Yeah. It was the barn in Sterling.
Perfectly acceptable.
And what we did, we booked
every
it.
Every bit you.
Every We booked it. I had nothing to do with it. We booked it a year
the
out.
Members there?
Right.
We booked it a year out, and a year out, there was only one Saturday available in the month of October.
Jesus Christ.
A year out.
I hate it here.
I do too.
I hate it
here. And to think we went through all that, and what was the result? I got married.
So that's why they're doing it at noon on Friday, Pony?
Absolutely. And they just got...
Do
like
they have
nine...
to get married?
Yeah. They just got...
She's starting to show, Mike.
Shotgun.
That's why it's Friday, not
Shotgun.
Monday.
You're
every
gonna
day
counts. You're going to marry my daughter, and you're going to do it right now.
She looks heavy.
Well, that's...
That's so. I can't. I'm attacking this.
It's sad
from multiple directions. First,
not
of all,
for them.
The bit about Pony. Certainly Pony can not get, for them. You know, Pony has worked his ass off. Can take any time off he wants. He does. That's the rule. The second thing is though, noon on a Friday. That just pisses me off.
Well, I'll don't give know you if, an we, were, if here. We were to do the show at 9 a.m. on Friday.
Right.
We'd be done. He could be out of here by 10:40.
Well, you know what? There are solutions that I'd like to propose as well.
Excellent.
So this is going to be October 24th.
This Friday. This 25th.
This coming Friday?
This Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do we get around it, Rob? I think well, will we be able to get the equipment for the show out to the venue where they're having the
wedding? Oh, my God. They would die.
Well, I know there'd be...
it's not going
to
happen.
There's certainly going to be plenty of room.
Right.
Because no one's going to be... And this really begs the larger question, Matt. If he took the time to write the letter, why weren't we invited?
Exactly.
I mean, oh, I love the show. Matt's great. Why can't we come?
If
I have a tie.
Have a TMOS-themed wedding,
we would like to go.
Without the crew.
God, I already spun their wedding reception, did the music and everything.
80 people. Is going to be good food?
Oh, yeah.
Pork really? Tenderloin.
And a crab cake.
One crab cake.
What's 83 people?
Exactly.
You know, at that point.
If you're getting that many people, that many losers that are going to come out on a Friday at noon. You know, really.
And you know, I can't speak. I can't speak for Mike and I can't speak for Oscar, but you tell the Hansons, I will waive my appearance fee. And that's my wedding gift to them.
You know what?
You tell the Hansons, I will officiate.
Oh, that would be so great.
Done. That's
Mike, there's still a problem with the delivery of the letter.
Okay.
You're looking at, he's known this wedding's been around forever.
Is this your handwriting, Pony?
Absolutely not.
Is this
can
is,
you read it? Then is, it's not.
Okay. All right,
so he comes the Friday before.
Yes.
With that letter.
How long has this letter been in your possession, Pony?
Let's
as you
see.
Were stewing, pacing back and forth in
the
your
truth.
Tell the truth.
You free.
You're very close to
pacing
getting the
back
off.
And forth in his efficiency it with his hot plate. You know, cooking a pork tenderloin,
the smelling of mustard.
I don't know if I want to hand him the letter yet.
It was given to me week. The day that I cut my thumb.
So that's like 2 weeks ago.
No, that was a week ago.
But he still handled today. This. He's handled this like a high schooler.
Is it covered in blood?
This is asking for the car at 6:30 on Friday night.
Yeah.
Because there's urgency at play now. Don't give them time to think about it.
How close are you to the Hansons?
Yeah. Have they ever been to the spaghetti party?
Absolutely. Every one of them.
Where's the spaghetti, Pony?
Yeah.
Where it is every time you come over for a spaghetti party in the tub.
Tonight we're role playing. Call me Al Dente.
Do they live next door to you?
They live below.
Yeah, they do.
Down.
Yeah.
The second I said it, I knew Rob was going to jump all over it. God damn it.
Hey, do you have a date for this wedding?
I don't.
Oh, really?
Oh, you could choose one of us.
Yeah.
We could be your plus one.
And he said he's obviously in school, right? He's majoring in biology, so he's a college student. So it's going to be a young wedding, right?
Yes. Well, maybe a little. They're older than me.
They're older than you, okay. But by 10 years, or are they?
No, like 2 years.
So they're in their...
They're still young, geez.
Youngish.
They're in their 30s.
Correct.
He they're must think 30s. We're crypt keepers.
Yeah.
He said older.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
Imagine me comes in, hey, old man.
Do you think the reason Mike wasn't
smell
invited,
like ass.
They think Mike wasn't invited is because of his advanced age? Might have a hard time making it? Help him to the seat.
Right. Can you give me the town where they're getting married, Pony? I'd like to know that.
Fairfax.
Fairfax?
Ah, beautiful swanky. Suburb. Yeah.
So it's a noon wedding on Friday. You can't come to the show and make the wedding at the same time, so it's perfectly acceptable for you to take the Friday.
Yeah, buddy.
Out.
I appreciate that.
Are you going to call in?
No.
Oh, I think a call would be great.
Yeah, call
I actually, you know what? I will. I will.
You will?
Yeah, call in during the vows.
Yes.
Please.
I will.
Whisper.
Interrupt the whole thing.
Hey, you know what? Call in. Here's when you hit send, is when the guy says, if anyone knows any reason whatsoever why these men should not be joining matrimony.
Right.
And then you go, beep, 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 beep. I'm just making a call.
This is
call
a really...
I'm just calling Mike O'Mara, who inspired the theme of this wedding.
Pony, because I'm elderly, I'm going to give you an elderly wedding reference right now.
Okay.
So during the service, and you won't have a church like the church that was in The Graduate.
No. It's
but it's one of the great, one of the great wedding scenes from The Graduate.
Yeah, maybe the greatest.
And you have to recreate it. And when they're just about to give their vows up at the altar, you start pounding on the table like this. You go, Elaine! Elaine!
It would be best if... Is there... I guess no way there'd be a balcony. But he could yell from.
Are they getting married at a church, or are they doing the whole thing at the hotel?
Everything's at the hotel.
See, that's what, and we've all been reduced to that. That's the way it goes.
And they still got screwed on the price.
Really?
They got an additional $900 on top of everything that was agreed upon and signed. And the hotel goes, oh, I'm sorry, there's an additional gratuity of $900.
Really?
You know what that is? That's called the noon tax.
You don't really.
For inconveniencing everyone else.
Right. I knew that, you know, you have Sunday weddings that happen occasionally. That's the way. I never knew. It's gotten so bad now that people are forced in October to get a Friday venue. That, to me, is, I wish they could have Saturday.
When and if I get married, when, it's just going to be family. That's all it's going to be. I've already made up my mind.
Right.
Because I've been to these cartoon-sized weddings that are beautiful and fun.
Right.
But it would just be family.
And it's not like you can't invite your coworkers because you have 10 jobs.
Yes.
Here's what it is.
Too much work.
Seriously, in this day and age now, you are talking about if you want to have a reasonable wedding reception, if you want to have a reasonable, you are talking tens of thousands of dollars.
I can't imagine.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of 50.
Ridiculous. I've 50 only been, might be a minimum.
At the least.
I've only been to one of your weddings.
You went to the.
But I can only imagine. Good one. I can only imagine.
That was a father of the bride and a husband of the bride ponying up some
that dough. Was, I think that might be the greatest, and I'm not blowing smoke here, because you know what? I even had fun at mine, but I think that was the greatest party I ever went to.
That was a wedding, and I had the Gene Donati Orchestra, and
You're talking 25 pieces.
That was, and I, and you know what I did? I did because I wanted that, and it was selfish, and I said, I'm not going to put, future husband, you don't walk up to the father of the bride and go, by the way, here's a little thing I'd like you to throw in. Can you throw in a 14-piece orchestra for 8 hours to play? But so I actually ponied up the dough to get the band to play, and then it was
great.
And you know what that was? It's a shame the marriage didn't last a
little longer. But you know what we should do?
Amazing.
A Norris Trophy winner and a Super Bowl MVP at that wedding.
I'll never forget his entrance.
And they said it wouldn't last.
I'll never forget Joe's entrance.
Yeah. Joe Theismann, who comes
was
to
that
my,
your wedding?
Comes to my second wedding, and Joe Theismann arrived at the moment that my ex Laura and I were going to be introduced to the group.
Right. To
he
bring you in.
He showed up in a red sport coat, like a fire engine red sport coat. And I remember the little Tim Gunn wedding planner that was there.
Yes.
Put his hand up and said, "Not now." And then we were introduced, and then Joe came in after that.
All right,
because he was late for the reception. And I had the but once again, even back then, the wedding itself and the reception all at one particular place.
He was out. You know what? You had a tiny wedding.
Yes,
with only your intimates,
about 40 people.
Then there was a reception outside, and then the ballroom was when it got big.
That's when we
how many
had everybody.
People?
Was 200 maybe?
Maybe something like that.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was a very large.
We had Dominic Foxworth wedding.
We had 160, and it's really tough because you know what? Every time you invite one more person, it like brings 10 people with them, because anyone who's in that circle needs to be included.
20 max.
Next to everybody max. Having a great time in the orchestra, the dance that we had that was added to the chart, which was, what was the name of the song? Oh, I remember what it was. I'm going to leave him. I'm going to leave him. Anyway, that's the way it went
I remember
down.
That.
So, Pony, now that we have established the fact that you will have the day Friday, you can take the day off on Friday, what else can I do?
Yeah, what more can he do for you?
Yeah.
What's that? Did you hear that?
The squeaking chair.
Was that a squeaking chair? What can I do? Can I do to help your buddies? Because they sound like very nice people.
You know what? I think you've done more than enough today. They're going to be head over heels, just laughing. And
are they related to the Hanson musical group?
I asked that, and no one.
Are they related to the Hanson brothers from the movie Slapshot?
They might be.
Are they related to Sally Hansen? Be. Tough as nails.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good. Are they fair-skinned people? Are they blonde, blue-eyed? Are they Nordic in some way?
No, they're just regular old white people.
Wow. Do you think they would like it if we took a moment before your day off that you get for their wedding and recorded introductions of the bridal party? For the reception.
Oh, my God. They would be thrilled.
Well, I bet they would.
Count on it. That is... That is my gift to the loving couple.
All right, get us the names and get him a pronouncer. And for God's sake, 24 point Georgia.
Don't forget the font. Write that down.
We'll take a break. Come back with more news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Is this Aerosmith?
This is the Motley Crue.
I like this.
Don't forget the umlaut on the U, so it's actually Motley Crue.
I like this song.
It's Dr. Feelgood. I wonder if it's
Power
ever,
Rock, baby.
Ever been played in a strip club? I don't know.
Hey, man, don't forget your bartenders, your waitresses. Now, let's bring up Tiffany. Tiffany's going to take the main stage. Tiffany, we need you to the main stage. Tiffany, close that nostril. We need you up to the main stage. Get up there, baby.
Meanwhile, Mercedes is on stage windexing the pole.
Thank you, Mercedes. Terrific set. That was Mercedes. Hey, guys. Fantastic. Great job. We really appreciate that. That's good stuff right now. Chad Dukes writes, hey, were you pushed into the closet by your uncle?
Yeah, man.
One of the greatest lines ever. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was at Mike's Club, The Gap.
This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Vistaprint.
Ah, yes.
Vistaprint. You got something?
I got two things. First of all, good guy in Fairfax, Bill Sniffen, said that he's had cards done
What?
Bill Sniffen. And he's had cards done everywhere. Never has he had the service or the price at Vistaprint. That's a beautiful card right there.
Ooh, I like that.
And then also, here is, I won't show because it'll mention where he works, but a nice classic card, and no one can beat the price of Vistaprint.
Absolutely.
And one other thing.
Yes.
Birth announcement. How cool is this? This is from the Sikdar family. Their birth announcement not only has a picture of their
what
beautiful
family?
Sikdar. Very mysterious. But not only do they have a beautiful birth announcement, check out the little piece of stationery they got there. It's shaped like a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, very cool.
You can get anything at Vistaprint.
And right now, personalized iPhone cases are available from Vistaprint.com. You can easily design your own iPhone case to match your lifestyle, whether it's personal or business, whether it's a family photo, a team logo, a company logo, your wedding, your last vacation, Pony's apartment. Prices start as low as $14.99. And if you own a small business, order iPhone cases for you and your employees with your company name on it. And really, that is a wonderful way to promote a business that uses the phone all day, out on the road, that type of thing. Use it.
Is there anything more visible than your smartphone?
Right. Nothing. Yeah. It's fantastic. Vistaprint, affordable quality marketing and printing products for small businesses. All iPhone cases are 25% off for TMOS listeners. When you get your iPhone case, and a lot of people have done this, send me a personal message. Mm-hmm. Show me. Take a picture. I'd love to see it. You will get free shipping on your entire order if you spend more than $30. Just go to Vistaprint.com/TMOS. They are a longtime client of the Mike O'Mara Show, and we appreciate it. It's Vistaprint.com/TMOS. Total satisfaction is guaranteed. If you're not happy, they will make it right at no risk. That is Vistaprint.com, and we thank them.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Polling numbers are starting to roll in after last week's deal in Washington to end the shutdown and raise the debt ceiling, and it looks like the folks on Capitol Hill face some historically bad numbers that could foreshadow a rocky midterm election in 2014. They're now saying that, you know, everybody said, oh, this will blow over. People will forget.
Yeah.
People are not going to forget this.
Are you looking forward to voting? I am.
Oh, absolutely. I'm in this election right now.
Oscar, will you vote?
Ah, I don't live in Virginia.
I don't, endorse candidates on this show, but the gubernatorial election in the state of Virginia has caught my eye.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It's caught
just based on Jim Bob Duggar.
Oh, and we'll have wonderful tape of him coming up.
Yeah, Rob's got a thing where, there's one particular candidate that's been endorsed by the Duggars, and I think what you can do is you can do your own math and figure out who we're going to support.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to really cast my vote until I figure out who the boys of Duck Dynasty are behind.
There you go. In a CNN ORC, I don't know what that poll is, released on Monday morning, the backlash seems to be mostly against Republicans, but other recent surveys spread the blame more equally. The CNN poll said that 31% of those surveyed had more faith in the House Republicans than President Obama to handle major problems facing the country.
What?
In comparison, 44% of the people had more faith in President Obama. So that means they're getting 31, he's getting 44.
All right, I'm with you.
It's still not a great number at all. That is actually a worse number than the GOP received in 96 when they faced criticism for another shutdown. That featured Newt Gingrich against Bill Clinton. The bad feelings against the GOP in 96 were seen as a contributing factor in Bob Dole's defeat in that presidential election against Bill Clinton.
And when asked for comment, Bob Dole said, nah.
Yeah, Bob Dole. Bob Dole, stay away.
Hurricane Raymond.
Hey, Raymond.
Hey, how are you?
It strengthened to a Category 3 storm early Monday and threatened to hurl heavy new rains into a sodden region of Mexico's Pacific coast, already devastated by last month's tropical storm Manuel. Another year, guys, where...
Hey, how are you?
Hey, you're doing a lot of damage.
I'm Hurricane Raymond. Hey, enough already.
How about your less successful hurricane brother?
Hello, Raymond.
This is Hurricane Robert.
Are you going to contribute to beach erosion, Raymond?
Did anybody notice the fact that the last 2 years now with global warming, and I believe in global warming and climate change, one of the side effects that scientists said we were going to have was larger, more frequent storms, and we are now going through our second season on the East Coast where we have not gotten a hurricane, a major hurricane.
Which is strange.
Very strange. It makes me think that it's going to be one of these years where we're just, it's the gates of hell.
But you know what? I don't want to be an apologist. It's a young science.
Now, when was...
How can they predict when this is something that's only been happening for a couple decades?
Incidentally, I said no storms, but of course we did have Sandy last year.
That's true.
So Sandy was significant, but we're not getting the frequency that I thought we'd get. The U.S. Hurricane Center says the newly formed storm near Mexico has nearly stalled offshore. That's why they're getting all the rain.
I see.
It's west-southwest of Acapulco, and it was expected to move a little closer to the coast by Tuesday before veering back out to sea on Wednesday. So our heart goes out to all the people dealing with that.
Yes.
President Barack Obama is expected to acknowledge that widespread problems with the health care laws rollout are unacceptable. Well, that's really great. I spoke to somebody at the website because I once again, I registered. I get to the point where all my information is taken in, and then they say, you are not able to register at this time. I'm sure a lot of Americans are going through this.
Carrie got one step further. We completed registration, but we've still not gotten the email that you're supposed to get when you complete registration.
It's a disaster.
It is a disaster.
They stepped on it, and I guess Obama's going to acknowledge that. My conversation with a live human at the healthcare.gov, she indicated Thursday. Now, I don't know whether that's not true. I don't think it's true.
Now,
when they say 5 days away or something like that, you know,
that's a guesstimate.
They're ridiculous.
They hope you forget to call back.
Right.
Now, what you told us on the weekend is that the woman you spoke to was Michelle Obama.
She was lovely.
She was. Such arms.
She was wearing sleeveless.
Yeah, she's a very strong lady.
Obama is scheduled to speak today from the Rose Garden, his first healthcare-focused event since the scope of the problems became apparent. The troublesome rollout of the healthcare exchanges. Incidentally, Sebelius, Catherine, is it Catherine or Kathleen Sebelius? She's the person that's in charge of this. She's the czar of this thing, mm-hmm. Health and Human Services. Bye. It's time for you to go. You go. You're the one.
This may sound crazy, but... why wouldn't they just call Google and say, could you build this for us?
You know, running a business that is an internet-based business, we deal with this crap.
And
it's on a much smaller scale, but I mean, it's fixable, right?
This is more than fixable. No, this is the problem. It's like building a house, right?
Right.
If the foundation is wrong and it's built by the wrong contractors, and by contractors I mean... maybe you don't have the right materials.
You have to blow the whole thing up.
You have to rebuild.
Right.
And is it true?
So you can't continue to build on top.
Right. I'm sure you've
heard
this.
It's a house of cards.
Right. I'm sure that they said the technology they used to build this website was like 10 years old.
They also said it was sound. They also said they didn't expect the volume, and it was built for A, B, and C. They should have built a system that could scale up and scale down.
Now, did you actually hear what Obama said in the Rose Garden this morning?
No.
I know it was a cold day to have a Rose Garden meeting, but here's President Obama.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Now count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Barack Obama.
There he is.
We should have paid a big tech company to build it.
Yeah, and they blew it. They blew
because
it.
Because that's not what we do.
Because Democrats have great lofty ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And they never seem to
execute.
Put them into effect, efficiently. So it's really a land of
We should start paying our own programmers more money so people don't just go to Apple and Google.
Absolutely. 100%. And they do it overseas. Some of these Asian countries have much better infrastructure than we do.
Meanwhile, Oscar's designed an app called Healthcare for Old People.
It crashes all the time.
It does.
Star power and Oscar aspirations are reigning at the box office where the space adventure Gravity and the Somali pirate docudrama Captain Phillips are holding off all comers with 31
$1 million over the weekend, according to studio estimates. Gravity topped box offices for the third straight week, cementing its status as the juggernaut of the fall movie-going season. It also took in another $33.5 million overseas. Wow. And you know what? It's a good movie. I'm glad it's successful. I know you hated it.
I didn't. You know what? Hate is such a strong word.
Right.
It's not anything what people are saying it is, though. It's not that great.
The movie starring Bullock and Clooney has now made more than $170 million in 3 weeks.
Good for them.
The film's groundbreaking visuals have been particularly popular on IMAX screens. I think that's why they're making the money they're making.
Yeah.
People are paying extra to go see it in 3D.
That's right. $40 to see a movie.
And it's on IMAX screens, Rob, it made an Avatar-like $7.4 million just on the weekend.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go into movies.
Yeah. Take me with you.
On her show Friday, Ellen DeGeneres surprised a 22-year-old New Hampshire waitress with a $10,000 check.
Did you see this tape?
I did not.
This was great.
The woman had recently covered the bill for two female National Guard soldiers who weren't being paid due to the government shutdown. She gave $10,000 to this woman. The woman's name is Sarah Hoydahl. She's a 22-year-old single mother living with her mom. One day she was waiting on two female soldiers and they did this. Sarah decided to cover their tab, which came to $27.75. Instead of a check, she gave them a note thanking them for their service. I love a story like this.
It was so well
and
handled.
And I also have a tremendous amount of respect for Ellen DeGeneres. I think she has taken that show that she does. She wants to entertain, but more importantly, she wants to do good things
she
for
does
people.
Good. And you know what? She did this in such a way, and it was so clearly that it was a shock to this young waitress because she was out there and they did what, you know, as a regular feel-good news story. They covered what happened. She said, now how much was the tab? It was 27 and change, right?
$27.75.
And she actually counted out the money in cash with the change and
yes.
everything. And then she thank you. It was very funny. And she said, I also understand that you can't watch my show because your TV is broken. She said, that's true.
Gave her a flat screen TV.
50-inch flat screen. Wow.
And then brought
and
out
then
the check.
$10,000.
And here's something that's important. Awesome. We've all worked in broadcast. It's the same in television, too. Yes, she's powerful. She gets to do this stuff, but it is not a cakewalk for her to get the sign off on these kind of shows.
No, you're right.
Like, oh, come on. Because they want to, you know, hoard
they don't
want to
spend the
have.
Money. Yeah.
That's great.
She's great.
Way to go, Ellen. If you have a lunch lady fantasy and you're not cool unless you do, this is going to sound very erotic to you. Earlier this month, the 29-year-old cafeteria worker at Sullivan East High School in Bluff City, Tennessee was.
Right here.
Was accused of stealing $27 out of a coworker's purse. And she was so adamant that she didn't steal the money, she decided to strip down in front of the cops to prove she had. And taking it.
Wow.
She took off her shoes and socks, then her shirt, then her pants, then her bra. As she was standing there with only her bottom underwear left, she announced, quote, see, I don't have it. There was just one problem.
What?
She did have it.
Oh no.
The cops spotted $27 in her shoe.
Oh no.
She was arrested and charged with theft.
I remember the lunch ladies when I went to school. There were lots of places they could hide money.
And now a little something. On the scale of mother and son bonding, this is on the very bad end.
Oh dear.
Just above anything Oedipal. Last week, 20-year-old Jesse James Dillon.
Good
you
name.
You know you got problems there.
That's a good name.
And of course, are you ready for where he's from?
Yes.
I could end the story with where he's from.
Where?
Green Acres, Florida.
No.
I swear to God.
Mr. Douglas.
He allegedly mugged a 78-year-old man in a Walmart parking lot. As the man was getting into his car, Jesse pushed him and stole his wallet with about $40 inside. Then Jesse jumped into his getaway car with his mother and Negrin serving as his getaway driver.
Very nice, Mrs.
Not
Negrin.
Cool.
Florida.
Yeah.
Who'd want to live there? Anyway, the police tracked them down using surveillance footage, and at first Anne lied about what happened, but eventually she admitted that her son had robbed the guy and that she'd driven him away.
What a good mother.
Jesse was arrested and is facing charges of robbery and elderly abuse. Ann wasn't charged, and when he was being taken away, Jesse was heard to exclaim, Ma! Anyway, that's it. We will come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by LegalZoom. There are two reasons why now is the perfect time to start your business. Reason number one, the economy picking up slowly, but picking up nonetheless. You no longer have to wait. The longer you delay, will delay your potential success. Reason number two, right now you can incorporate your business Foreman LLC. Do it all at LegalZoom.com. Oscar was talking about it before when we came in today, just how reasonable and cheap it is for people that don't want to use a regular law firm.
I've been on both sides of this. Simply, I've used a law firm, and you know, those reputable people, kind people, but it cost me at least five times more to get that done than when I went through LegalZoom the second time. And it was just—it was quick, it was fast, and it was affordable. It was great.
Incorporate your business, form an LLC, do it at LegalZoom. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
For just $99. LegalZoom's online process guides you step-by-step, and you get total customer support. It couldn't be easier. LegalZoom provides self-help services for your specific direction, and it can connect you to an attorney, but they're not a law firm, so you save a pile of money. Don't wait on the sidelines while others are taking charge of their futures. Now is the best time to get in the game and launch your business. Don't put this off. For incorporation, trademark, patents, and more, just go to MichaelMaraShow.com and click the LegalZoom banner, and we thank you, not batter, banner.
Banner.
God, I know. All right, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, October 21, 2013.
Congratulations on your Red Sox.
Thank you. Great weekend. Didn't even get that. We'll maybe talk a little bit about Mrs. O'Mara and her reaction to the big win over the weekend.
I'll bottle up those highlights because I want to get to this, and I'm going to put on my Andy Parks hat just for a second.
Hey, and the Washington Times.
I really like that outfit over there at WTTG Fox 5.
Gonna hang around with that crowd.
Yeah, because not only do they give us, you know, our Tony Perkins and our Annie U, both great. They found this piece of tape of Jim Bob Duggar, who is touring the state of Virginia. He's not from Virginia,
right?
But he was touring the state of Virginia to endorse Cuccinelli.
Yep.
To be our governor.
So I guess you know who I'm voting for now.
Precisely.
Right.
Check out this setup that they give him on Channel 5. The setup is nearly as good as the actual piece of tape. Absolutely.
This couple may look familiar to you. Let's take that video. Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar from the reality TV show 19 Kids and Counting. Remember them? Today, the Duggars made a campaign stop supporting Cuccinelli and Woodbridge. But they had a little trouble remembering the Republicans' opponent, Terry McAuliffe.
Now, the thing I love about this is really the man's name really is Jim Bob.
Now, here, this is Fox, right?
This is, yeah.
And credit to Fox. Where
WTTG, I think they run a little separate than the big organization.
The fact is, this will piss off the Republican establishment, and they ran this piece of tape unedited.
Yeah, I love this.
And what he's doing, and I want to make this clear, he is giving an interview to a reporter. He is giving that interview as though the reporter is a producer of a production company where he gets to do multiple takes.
And they'll edit it for him.
I don't know what this dope was thinking, but
well, there's two things.
He is an idiot.
Two things that occurred to me. Obviously, this speaks to how real their reality show is.
Right.
If he's doing a live interview and he does four retakes, because what I'm about to play you is not edited. Also, you know how when they're on the Today Show, the baby talking wife is
right.
Yeah. Well, she is a harpy.
Right.
Listen to her in this. This is live, unedited tape of the Duggars.
You haven't heard this? This is you
will like this, Oscar.
My jaw dropped. Anybody really? I mean, I swear to God.
Can't wait.
Make your own decision who you're going to vote for, but this guy is endorsing Ken Cuccinelli. Listen
and not the other guy who not he has trouble coming up with.
Right.
There's such a stark contrast between
Terry McAuliffe,
Ken Cuccinelli and his opponent, Terry
opponent.
Yeah, I'll try that again, okay? All right. Okay, there's such a stark contrast between Ken Cuccinelli and his opponent. One second here. Okay, Terry McCaslin, how do you say that? McAuliffe. There's such a stark contrast between Ken Cuccinelli. Let me try it again. I'm getting tongue twisted here. It's been a long day. All right. There's such a stark contrast between. There's such a stark contrast between Ken Cuccinelli and Terry McCaslin. McAuliffe. Yeah.
Okay,
between
McAuliffe.
Okay.
All right.
And his opponent. Okay. Okay.
Hey, listen, I've had days like that.
Rob Spiewak deserves a Medal of Honor for making that go viral within our world, because he, and incidentally, you were the very first to talk about Jim Bob Duggar.
A long time ago.
You turned me on to this ass.
He pissed me off trying to book him for the old Don and Mike show.
He's a total douche.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And really, and incidentally, I mean, if you're going to be a candidate who's running for office, star power is fine, but anybody that you trot out in front of a camera have the respect for yourself and for the people that may vote for your right-wing ass to get out there and educate themselves as to at least who your opponent is.
And be aware of this. If you listen to it carefully.
Jim Bob douche.
If you listen to it carefully as I did, he can barely say Cuccinelli. And that's the guy he's endorsing.
Yeah, but this, this screams of... The gentleman might have been paid to be just out there.
Oh, wow. Might have?
Who knows?
It's like an appearance.
Who knows?
It's
an appearance. It was, I could not believe what I saw.
I couldn't tear myself
Why
away from it.
Why are we in your living room and that guy's got a national TV show?
I know.
Tell me
about
it.
He can't even speak.
Because you did not, you know, what? I almost said something dirty.
What if you changed your name?
You did not impregnate a woman like 400 times.
What if you changed your name to Oscar Bob Santana? Then maybe. You
know, only the only thing that guy has is sperm. That's all he has. That's
yeah,
all
he does.
Lots of it.
Ridiculous.
That was in the second piece of tape, but unfortunately we're out of time. That was a pretty choice piece. Tomorrow I'll give you Richard Simmons in the massage chair.
Thank you, Richard. That's it. We got to get out of here. Speaking of somebody has to do retakes, where's my address book? Yes. If you have any technical questions about the Mike O'Mara Show, make sure you contact our wedding planner, Pony Boy.
Yes.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. And Pony, you do have the show off on Friday. You don't have to be here.
Enjoy it.
If you would like to send any correspondence to us, please send all your cards, your letters, your coins.
Thank you. That was a shill.
Nice.
To Mike O'Mara, TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia.
20101.
That's it. We'll be back with another brand new one tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on legal needs like wills for $69, LLCs for $99 plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Visit LegalZoom.com by clicking the banner on our website. That's MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the LegalZoom banner.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.